YQM Country Fest 2023 backstage with a guy who just rocked it. Ernest, what's up, brother?
What's going on? How are you?
Oh, man, fantastic. Great set, man.
Thank you. That was so much fun.
I loved it, but you made me lose a bet, I think. I was expecting you and the big guy to do flower shops, I'll be honest.
Not when he's playing after me.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to lose your money.
It's okay, man.
I'll be back out later, I'm sure.
All right, wicked. Well, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
How you been feeling with the festival season, everything on the go?
Feels great. I mean, we've had a pretty good balance of shows from getting to do stadiums and whatnot with Morgan and then coming out and doing these outdoor festivals. It's an awesome balance.
And the crowd here tonight, what'd you think?
They were very rowdy. People were dropping like flies out there. They need to stay hydrated when you come do these things.
Oh, they're hydrated. Yeah, they're just not drinking the right stuff.
I think they're just high.
A little bit in
they
the
need to get drated.
Yes, they do. Flower shops, not just good. Well, it is good for flower shops all around. You chucking roses out there at the end.
That's right. I think, did we have more roses than normal tonight? Yeah, I kept throwing. It was like one of those magician tricks. You just keep pulling rope out of a hat. I was like, good Lord. Yeah, plenty of flowers.
It was fantastic. I got to take this from something I read where, you know, you cite Space Jam soundtrack and Eminem as your main influences. I don't hear much of that in your music, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's a little bit dated, but that is still true. The core of my DNA, my life changed forever. Third grade Christmas, I got a banjo. I got the Space Jam soundtrack. And all I listened to for years was Slim Shady, and a lot of my writing influences stemmed from learning so much Eminem at a young age and like different rhyme patterns and just challenging myself. Like if I could mimic Eminem and then go and write my own stuff, you know, kind of in the style of, that was what I was doing through high school and college. And then I'm able to carry that over into a country songwriting session now where a lot of that hip hop influence is now just where I freestyle in the room. I'll freestyle down a whole second verse. It's just the difference between having melody or not. Yeah.
Man, I'm a Tupac guy, so you got me.
Yeah. I love it.
Obviously, the tunes you were playing out there are tunes that other guys have done, which have been huge for not only the artist, but yourself. But, you know, working with artists like Wallen, who's somebody on the list that might be out there that you've yet to work with that you'd still like to?
I'd say it's about time me and Jelly Roll get one together.
What?
Yeah, I think we might have something in the works. I'd love to work with Miss Lainey Wilson. I think me and Lucas Nelson have a few songs floating around. It'd be cool to put out in the world. Yeah, I don't know. I've not done a ton of collaborations other than with Morgan, obviously, and I'm kind of in that season coming up on me where it's like, if the right thing makes sense, then let's get it.
Man, I love it. What's next for Ernest, man?
We got Pittsburgh next week. We're back on the One Night at a Time tour. Then we go to D.C. We got FedEx. We're kind of in the back quarter here. Then we're going to be up here in Canada for a month.
Nice. Now, okay, you've been here before in Canada.
Yep.
Favorite Canadian snacks? You got any?
Poutine, dog. Poutine's fire.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I should have an accoutrement when I'm back up here. Have it on my rider.
Ernest, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you.